What is the role of the new institutions that have been set up in the last few years? There's a Social and Economic Council at the Parliament that you are chairing. There is also the new Consultative Council that has been created last December. What is your view on the role of these institutions?
Well, I think that these all institutions were created because of the, I should say, objective need. I mean, our population is became more and more educated. And because of this level of education, the society needs much more room for their own, where they can present their views about many important questions which are more or less important for the society, for the people. I mean, it seems to me that this is an objective need in this sense that we have to build up new platforms, new institutions, which can be used by people, because based on our own experience. And we came to the conclusion that these institutions, which one can tell them, they call them, we shall start from the beginning, okay?
Good. There are a series of new institutions that have been set up in Poland over the last few years. The Social and Economic Council at the Parliament that you are chairing. There is also the new Consultative Council, which has been set up in December of 1986. What is the role of these institutions? Is it an attempt by the state to create channels of communication with society after the solidarity crisis?
No doubt. I think that all these institutions are a result of these huge changes which has taken place in Poland in the last years. I mean, just during the crisis in 1881 and then the next years. We came to the conclusion, I mean, we, not only the party, but people who are engaged in politics, that we have to create such a new institutions in which people from different groups of society can express their views about very important problems which are in economic field or in politics. And this is the main reason, I think, that these institutions were created. The another reason is that the society, Polish society, is much more educated than, let us say, 10 years ago or 20 years ago. We have 1 million, over 1 million people, 1.5 million people with high education, over 6 million people who has middle schools, finished the middle schools. It means that society became more and more educated, and based on this this level of education, people just wanted to have the right and to have the possibility to express their own view.
Was it that the party was not a sufficient framework?
No doubt. And the third reason is that there is a growing tendency in our society to build bodies which can be used as an instrument for control over the government and over the party. Because coming back to the crisis in 1881, there was no doubt that the main reason why came to such a crisis was the policy of the party and the policy of the government in the 70s. Solidarity has only deepened the crisis, but the beginning was not in this day or in this month when the Solidarity was born, but in the 70s. So, if you look at the Polish society now, there is a strong wish to have a real control over all governmental bodies, and in addition also over my party. So, it seems to me that all these institutions which you mentioned, you can treat them as an answer of these changes which has taken place and of the needs of the society, you know.
What's the relationship between these institutions and the economic reform? Because we've had the first phase of reform launched after 1981, which hasn't delivered the goods so far. Now there is a talk about the second phase of reform.
Yes.
What's the prospect?
Well, I think that these institutions are also can be used for these goals, which are connected with the economic reform. I mean, for instance, if you take this Social Economic Council, we discussed usually a lot of economic problems connected with the reforms, or problems, social problems which are also connected with economic reforms. So I think that these are additional bodies which can make stronger the front of reformers in Poland, because there is no doubt that we have to do it's different, you know, groups of the society, different interests, also a lot of tensions between people who want to go very fast, another are connected with the past or traditionally with tradition, and so on and so on. So it seems to me that it's an attempt to create a new kind of democracy in our system, which should be...
What's your definition of democracy?
Well, there are some old definitions of democracy, but I think that the main source for democracy is when the people in the field of economy can decide about their own future and about their own position in the society, in the government. So, because of course you have to do in every country with different institutions, and also because the world is divided in two parts, as a matter of fact. In the West there is another concept of democracy, and in the socialist countries too. But I think that just we started now, I'm speaking now about the socialist world, started to create a democracy which is based on changes which has taken place in this undeveloped part of Europe in the last 40 years. There is no doubt that in the first decades democracy was limited in our country, and not only in our country, in the whole socialist bloc. But this limits belongs to the past, as a matter of fact, because we have to do now, just in the end of 80s, with a new generation which was growing up after the World War II. This generation has totally different experiences than my generation. My generation, I call it a war generation. And there are a lot of reasons why we have to not only to think, but also to make the next step in the concept of democracy, you know.
But isn't an attempt to have a one-party system and pluralism, isn't that an attempt to square the circle?
I think that one have to look at this changes which has taken place in the socialist bloc or in Poland in the last years as a beginning, as a matter of fact, of a new chapter in the development of socialism, and also of the socialist democracy. And it's very difficult to answer today of such a question, because this is a question, this is a problem of the next years. I don't know if someone asked me, tell me, Mr. Rakowski, what are you thinking about the political structures in Poland in the next 5 years or 10 years? My answer is, I don't know just now, because we have to practice, we have to study the situation which will be created by such a development. If you, for instance, take the economic reform, well, it's a totally different concept of economy, of managing, than it was in the last four decades. So many problems in the socialist world, in my opinion, are open problems, and therefore I am very careful to give you a clear answer of such a question.
If one of the principles of the economic reform is greater autonomy to the firms, self-financing, even self-management, that suggests a retreat of the party from the economic sphere. What does it mean for the party, for its leading role?
Well, it's a good question, because I think that just based on these changes in the economic field, we have to put this question before us, how this leading role of the party should be formed in this new period or in this new economic situation. I think that this is one of the main tasks, maybe theoretically and practically one for the party, which was educated in the last 40 decades as a political force which controlled the whole development, including the economy. What does practically mean, in my opinion, because this question occupied also me, I think that the party should be pushed much more and more in direction which I call ideology, and it means that party should be should have much more and more interest for political work, I should say, for ideology. Party should discuss a lot of very important social, political, economic problems which are coming every day, because not only of the development in our country, but of the development in the whole world. So I think that...
So it shouldn't be afraid of giving up power?
No, no. Well, because this is a question, what does mean power? Yeah, because you can use a lot of means which are useful for a party which has a power, and it doesn't mean that power, or that power means a full control over the whole development in the country or in the nation. No, no. I think that for our party, for instance, I'm speaking only about Poland, there is a huge field far from the economy, which is very important if someone is thinking about the deepening of the power of strengthen the power of the party. And in the last years we became more and more, I guess, pragmatic, but it's a question how far we should go in this direction.
How far?
Yeah, well, again, this is an open question, because we have as a matter of fact a lack of theoreticians in the communist movement, not only in Poland, but just in the whole world, or I'm speaking now about East Europe. It means that in the last decades, theoreticians were more or less occupied by problems and concepts which, as a matter of fact, were very far from these problems which we talk now.
But there is a Gorbachev factor now in the Soviet Union. Well, does it mean that reform is more feasible here because there is Gorbachev in the Soviet Union? What difference does it make to you?
No doubt, because of course we started with reforms a bit earlier than Gorbachev, but it seems to me that we became spiritually more stronger at the day when Gorbachev started with the reforms in the Soviet Union, because if you are not alone but you have someone with you, then you feel that you have more power, you have much more possibilities to change the circumstances in which we live.
Is it also helpful to have the image of the Soviet Union improved?
Oh, yes, yes. Now, look, just some days ago, there was such a festival of the Soviet songs in one place in Poland, and for the first time, I guess, in the last 42 years, a Polish singer has presented a song about Gorbachev, you know. So something unusual, as a matter of fact, in Poland. And of course, during the Stalin time, there were songs also, but were written in the totally different conditions. This guy has presented his song without any, without any attempt from the from anyone to push him in this direction. Yeah. So I think that just because of the reforms in the Soviet Union, or because of Gorbachev and his policy, Poland has now much better situation in this sense, that all what is presented now in the Soviet Union as a huge parcel of reforms, you can find also in our concepts.
But could it change also the relationship between Moscow and the East European allies?
Well, no doubt, but yeah, but the relations between Moscow and the European alliances are also in a move. This is a totally different situation than it was, for instance, in the Stalin time, or even later in Khrushchev era, or even Brezhnev era. So I think that just we entered as a formation in a new period. Of course,
there'll be more autonomy for each country.
No doubt, but I think that the whole concept based on such a idea, because every nation in this part of Europe has his own, you know, past, his own tradition, and own view about themselves and the future of these countries. Yeah, I should add that for the first time, as a matter of fact, in the Polish after World War II history, people in Poland, I mean not only people who are member of the party, are really interested in what is going on in the Soviet Union, and for instance the Gorbachev reforms, or he as a person, he as a politician, is really observed every day, I should say, in Poland, and people discussed what is going on in the the Soviet Union, put a lot of questions. So, but not only just during this and other meeting, no, in a family, you know, or if you met someone, he will ask you, well, what are you thinking about Gorbachev? And he creates a lot of sympathy for himself, which is also an unusual fact, as a matter of fact, in the last decades, because...
Because the Polish party had suffered from the traditionally negative image of Soviet Russia.
Well, you know, when I underline that this is for the first time, then I should add that usually the relationship or the approach to the Soviet Union and Soviet people in Poland in the last 40 years was differentiated. I can't accept, for instance, such a view that Poland or Polish people are usually against the Soviet Union, because it's not true. The history was much more complicated. Yeah. So when I am now, when I say now that, saying now that this is something new, then because it's widespread, because this is such a general view, or I should say that the nation is thinking now in such a way, or the approach of the nation to the Soviet reforms, to Gorbachev, have something new, you know, are something new.
You were known as a prominent journalist during the Gierek era,
yeah.
And then many people were caught by surprise,
yeah,
when you became associated with General Jaruzelski after December 13. Could you explain this evolution? And looking back in retrospect, why was martial law necessary?
There was no evolution because I was for the 25 years or even more a journalist, and usually I was known, as a human being who was very critical towards the policy of every equipe. So, for instance, in the beginning of 70s, I accepted Gierek's policy because this policy was very useful for Poland, just as he started. But then, in the mid of 70s, he and his people has created started with such a policy, which was false and was very often foolish. And then also I started to criticize him. So the fact that I came to this, I became a member of this Jaruzelski equipe, I don't think is something unusual, because as you know, I guess you know that I was the editor-in-chief of Politica, and Politica was well known as a critical paper. Of course, we have accepted the general lines of the policy of the party, but on the other hand, we have been well known as people who very critically approach to.
Not simply that the Gierek period was associated with a sort of rather tolerant attitude towards dissent, whereas martial law, on the contrary, meant a rather authoritarian crackdown on dissent.
No, yes, but the martial law was a result of an internal development in Poland.
Why was it necessary?
It was necessary because if we haven't introduced this interview, then who knows what could happen with Polish state, because in the end of 1981, the economic situation in Poland and the political situation became very dangerous for just a normal development of the government and of the nation, of people. Look, the production was smaller and smaller because of strikes, because of demonstrations, and so on. For instance, we exported near 40 million tons of coal every year, and in 81 this dropped to 16 million of tons.
Do you think martial law prevented a Soviet invasion?
Well, somehow yes, because you know it wasn't quite clear that we have to do in the world with two powers and two blacks, and I don't know who can who was we have to wait a minute. I haven't found them.
Do you think the imposition of martial law has actually prevented a Soviet invasion?
Well, no doubt, because Poland belongs to the Warsaw Pact, and we have to do with two blacks in the world, and I think that it wasn't it was foolish if someone was thinking in this part of the world that Poland can be taken from this Warsaw Pact, from Comecon, and from this socialist community out, and what can be, what kind of state of government should be exist here in this part of Europe? So maybe I don't think that the Soviet intervention was just the main reason why we have introduced the martial law. We have first introduced because the whole government, the country, or the state was going in such a direction that the disaster was not far from us. I mean, disaster is just as a state, as a nation, but if we are looking from the international scene, from the situation in the world, then it was quite clear that such a development or in such a direction could happen only in one way.
Do you think dialogue or some form of consultation with the opposition is still possible, or is it pointless?
Well, just now it's a totally different situation as it was in the end of 81, because in this period the opposition or the leading people from the opposition were very far from any concept of dialogue with us, because this was such a situation in which these people had a strong belief that they are so strong that we are for them not a partner. But just now, after 7 years, this situation has been different. For instance, a lot of people from the opposition, they accept now, as a matter of fact, the martial law, and they are now they represented such a view that this was just a step which was, let us say, an objective one. So I think that the dialogue with people who accept our economic and social system, but they are critically towards our policy, everyday policy or policy even for years in the field of economy or in the social section of our lives, of with such a people we can find a common language, and this is again a question of practice, you know. Well, I know a lot of people from this group, and they are different, and they are thinking in a different way than in the end of 81. So, all is in changes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.